This is Patrick Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for January 25th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at eurex.com. And now a note from John Lothian. The U.S. has surpassed the 25 million COVID-19 infections level, according to data reports Sunday by Johns Hopkins University. JPX has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, with the Shanghai Stock Exchange and the Shenzhen Stock Exchange to expand creation of the trading and ETF securities. The New York Times is reporting that the IRS has moved back the date upon which it will start to receive tax returns by 2 weeks to February 12th. However, the date by which the returns are due is still April 15th, which is unchanged from the norm. The CFA Chicago is putting on a Zoom event entitled LIBOR Cessation that includes Dr. Richard Sandor among the speakers. The date of the event is February 1st, 2021, from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. TradeBot and Bats founder Dave Cummings posted to LinkedIn that his daughter Nicole Cummings has started work at Blackstone. The CFTC's newly formed division of data is searching for an attorney to manage the team in charge of setting agency-wide data policies and implementing reporting regulations. We have had a donation for our JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign, Denise Nabjian of the OCC. Denise joined the OCC in 2001 and has worked her way up to the managing director level for investor education. She is also a member of the Women in Listed Derivatives, where she is a member of the board of the Chicago chapter. Thank you to Denise and all who have given and all those who have yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by donating to our GoFundMe campaign. Have a great day and stay safe, and treat people the same way you would like to be treated. With respect, equality, and justice. A note from John Lothian. And now a note from Tom Thompson. On the tense, unprecedented, and highly militarized Inauguration Day, our friends at professional information provider Wolters Kluwer published a free special report titled Biden Inauguration Heralds Regulatory Reset. Their deep roster of reporters, analysts, and lawyers cover the gamut of federal regulation, from taxes to government contracting. The report includes an outlook for securities regulation, as well as commodities and derivatives, under the incoming Biden administration. A note from Suzanne Cosgrove, the World Economic Forum's annual meeting begins today, January 25th. Traditionally held in Davos, Closier, Switzerland, it's usually attended only by A-list global movers and shakers, but this year COVID-19 has forced it to go virtual, so it's open to everyone. Chinese President Xi Jinping, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, ECB President Christine Lagarde, and Dr. Anthony Fauci are among the expected speakers at the week-long event. Now a note from Sarah Rudolph. One of the panels on the first day of the Davos Forum is on resetting digital currencies and will feature Bank of England Governor Andrew Bailey and Western Union CEO Hikmet Ersek, according to CoinDesk. A second resetting digital currencies panel will be held on Thursday. John Lothian News has a new episode of The Spread, New Beginnings. This week on The Spread, Gary Gensler is nominated by President Joe Biden to be chairman of the SEC, TT, gets a new CEO, and more. You can watch the video on johnlothiannews.com. We have sponsored content, a special report, first year anniversary workshop of TOCOM-JPX Electricity Futures. Asia's most successful electricity futures at Tokyo Commodity Exchange and Japan Exchange Group celebrated its first year of listing with a co-hosted webinar with QuickCorp on December 15, 2020. This event was attended by over 250 people from 152 companies. At the workshop, the Director General of Commerce and Service Industry Policy at METI gave an opening remarks, and Mr. Ishibashi of AstMax Trading Inc. gave a keynote speech on electricity trading and risk management. In the panel discussion, traders from different power companies shared their experiences in using TOCOM electricity futures and their internal risk control systems. They pointed out that there is still a huge opportunity in electricity futures market in Japan, and requested the exchange to list a new product such as those converting the Hokkaido and Kyushu areas and change the product design to extend contract months. For more details, there's a link in today's John Lothian newsletter. From Bloomberg, Ken Griffin's Citadel Securities reaps record $6.7 billion in volatility. The surge came after some of its traders decamped from Chicago, New York to set up shop in a Palm Beach hotel in late March as the pandemic upended lives and markets across the globe. Citadel Securities went from strength to strength in 2020 as the pandemic spurred wild swings across finance. To cap the tumult, Ken Griffin's firm, one of the world's biggest market makers, just posted record revenue. Some of it from a rapidly constructed Florida trading floor, a comment by John Lothian. But other than that, how did they do? From Newly Purnell and Zhou-Yu Wang of Wall Street Journal. Dropping WhatsApp, nostalgia drives users to ICQ before social media was about algorithms and viral misinformation. Kids in Hong Kong loved a clunky instant messaging service used on dial-up PCs. Now they're grown up and back. WhatsApp users around the world who are worried about the company's shifting policy on data privacy are flocking to a rival messaging app such as Signal and Telegram. In Hong Kong, some are choosing an alternative that reminds them of their childhood. ICQ was pioneering mid-1990s internet messaging services, then used on bulky PCs on dial-up. It was a precursor to AOL Instant Messenger and was last in vogue when the TV show Friends was in its prime and Palm Pilots were cutting edge. A comment by John Lothian, the ICQ channel, hashtag futures, was co-founded by MarketsWiki co-founder John Matty. From Hughes Hong Wu of AP News, China pushes conspiracy theories on COVID origin vaccines. Chinese state media have stoked concern about Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine despite rigorous trials that showcased it was safe. A government spokesperson has raised an unfounded theory that the coronavirus could have emerged from a U.S. military lab, giving it more credence in China. As the ruling Communist Party faces growing questions about China's vaccines and renewed criticism of its early COVID-19 response, it is hitting back by encouraging conspiracy theories that some experts say could cause harm. Comment by Jeff Bergstrom, fake news going global. And now Friday's top three. Our top story Friday was the trades Brazil's B3 overtakes CME Group in ranking for largest derivatives exchange. Second was the press release, NASDAQ appoints Jeremy Skuel chief strategy officer. Third was the FIA's report, global futures and options trading reaches record level in 2020. And now your MarketsWiki stats of the day. There have been 198,354,789 pages viewed from 25,128 pages, and there have been 229,422 edits. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at eurex.com. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast if you haven't yet, and please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a 90-day free trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. This has been Patrick Lothian. Have a great day.